This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And every Thursday, we check in with Hall of Famer Bill Hillgrove. And you can see Bill on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And William, good morning. How you doing, Pard?
I'm doing very well, Larry. And how about you guys?
Good. We were just discussing the tush push, which apparently has been quite the topic in the National Football League since Philadelphia's Eagles perfected it, won the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers, among others, tried to get it banned. So explain what that is, if you don't mind, Bill.
Well, you know, there used to be a rule in football, period, and especially pro football, where you couldn't aid and abet the runner. Well, the tush push has thrown that out the window. And there used to be a rule about hurdling people, and obviously they don't make that call anymore. So I don't know if they've changed those rules or not. Personally, I don't like the tush push. I think it's almost unfair, because in order to try to, negate it, you got to overload the center of the line, and that gives the offense an unfair advantage of being able to go outside in a fake. I know the owners got into a lively discussion about it. I don't think anybody came to blows, but there was a lot of acrimony in the room. And I thought Jeff Lurie's comments were a bit out of line. He was called on it by Troy Vincent. In all fairness to everybody, it's here. We have to deal with it. And I think, you know, the argument against it is based on it's not safe. But there's nothing to prove that. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Bill, as long as we're on the topic, what did Lurie have to say? Give us an idea.
Well, he made a reference to something that would offend women. He was called on it by Troy Vincent. And to me, an NFL owner should never stoop to that sort of language.
So they, got 24 votes for the tush push. That said, some of the other rules, outside kicks, the NFL passed a rule allowing teams to declare an onside kick at any point in the game if they are trailing. As of last year, they could only do that in the fourth quarter, right? If they were behind.
Yeah. I have a problem, and I'm a traditionalist. I have a problem with putting in a rule and then also putting in the means to get around it, you know, and that's what I think they're doing. It was a bad rule to begin with, that kickoff. Nobody likes it. It was there to encourage runbacks, and it's encouraged. You know, it's encouraged touchbacks, and it's self-defeating. So, you know, they've got some work to do in that department, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Now, Bill, according to an article that I'm looking at right now, the owners did not vote on a rule change in which the NFL would seed each team solely by its record for the playoffs. And the reason why this was under discussion, apparently a wild card team with a better record would host a division winner every once in a while. That happened in the past season, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, let's face it, you are what your record says you are, and so therefore, I don't have a problem with that reseeding. If you're a better team against what they call a fair and balanced schedule, and I think it's as fair and balanced as it can be, then you deserve even over a division winner. You know, I remember Mike Tomlin saying, somebody said they were like 1-3, and he said, what about your special teams? He said, they're 1-3 also. You know, your yeah. record is your identity, and so therefore, I don't have a problem.
We're with Bill Hillgrove. That said, Bill, Pirates took on a new special advisor, 78-year-old Gene Lamont, to help Donnie Kelly. How about that for Gene Lamont to come out of retirement?
Did you notice during yesterday's game that his veteran capabilities kind of took over a situation?
No.
It was early in the game, and there was a situation where one of the Pirate batters struck out, but the home plate umpire delayed his call. And, you know, in other words, are you going to go down to first base or are you out? And all of a sudden he throws the right hand up. Well, Kelly's ready to come out of the dugout, and you could see Gene Lamont saying basically, pick your fights, and this is not a good time to fight.
Well, you know, Bill,
that's
really good that you bring that up, because I was wondering why Kelly didn't come out, but I was seated behind the dugout and wouldn't have seen Lamont intervening.
Yeah, and it was something he said, and I think it was, in essence, pick your fights. This is not a good fight to pick. And, you know, I think that level-headedness and that veteran approach can only help Kelly. And you know what? Donnie's smart enough to bring him aboard. You know, you got to have somebody to help you through the rough spots. But I also remember what, you know, Hall of Famer Jim Leland said, that he was, I think, when his first year, he had a veteran in the dugout, and he went over to the veteran in a, you know, like a decision-making situation. And he said, what should I do? And he goes, hey, you're the manager. You have to make the call. So ultimately, you know, the burden falls on you, but it certainly is good to have an old veteran like Lamont around to depend on his knowledge.
And we talked to Clint Hurdle yesterday, who's coming to town for this important event next Thursday night for Anchor Point Counseling. And he wrote a book called Hurdleisms, and he was the last person he thought he'd be pulled back in. It's like the movie The Godfather. They keep pulling me back. So you've got Clint Hurdle, who went back to Colorado to be the hitting coach, then become the bench coach, and you got Gene Lamont as the special advisor to Don Kelly here with the Pirates. Crazy times in Pirates baseball, Bill.
Well, I think Donnie's smart enough to know that he doesn't know all the ropes, and the only way to know all the ropes is to experience them. And he's got experienced guys there that can pass on valuable information. So I think that's a good idea.
All right, partner, thank you. Tush Push is a go for the new season. We'll see how far they go. Always good to talk to you. We'll check in next Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Good to be with you.
You got it. The great Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. Summer, I love when people like us, Paul, say unofficially starts this weekend. The Memorial Weekend holiday does, for many, begin the summer season.
Well, you know why? I mean, in my communities, the ones I've lived in the past, they open the pool on Memorial Day weekend, and that's associated with summer fun, right?
Sandcastle opens Saturday, to your point. Also, the Steel Curtain at Kennywood will be running and operational, but they've opened Kennywood early this year at Idlewild Park, and some of the pools, municipal pools around the region, do open over the weekends. Or this weekend, unfortunately, the weather's not going to be very warm.
Well, by the way, I happened to notice this morning a little blurb about Sandcastle delaying opening day.
Because of the cool weather?
Yeah, they're going to do it on Sunday instead of Saturday.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah.
This update brought to you by Paul Rasmussen.
I just happened to catch that in my morning, you know, cruise through all the news sites. Hey, this thing that we've been talking about for months now, tariffs.
Tariff talk.
Tariff talk and the anticipated effects on the economy. Listen to this news item. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says the company has not seen any signs that new tariffs have reduced consumer spending or caused sellers to raise their average prices. Now, that is in contrast with Amazon advising UPS that they were planning on shipping a whole lot less, and UPS announced that they were going to have job cuts. I mean, we have some retailers say that they had a good first quarter, and they're not going to change their guidance for the rest of the year, as we heard from one big company, and then the next day from another big retailer, I think it was Target, that they're changing their forecast for the rest of the year. They anticipate higher prices to come. And the question that I think reasonable people have is, we're hearing a lot of reports, there's a lot of smoke here, there's a lot of mirrors, but what's going to happen and when? I mean, right. Does anybody really know, Larry?
That sounds like a Chicago song.
It is.
That's, to your point, there are so many different tariff possibilities that we don't know. So for next week, I've invited a gentleman who makes a living his entire career out of trading with China. And I saw him about 3 weeks ago, and he said at that time, when the tariff was, you know, they have this 90-day pause and they reduced the tariff, so it's kind of cooled off the talk. But he said he had one client where it was going to cost his client an additional $200,000 for this big shipment. And so they paused. So everybody was kind of on hold waiting to see where we go next. And I think once they reduced it for a 90-day period, that lightened the load a little bit. But it's simple math. Whatever it is, at some point the consumers will participate, because these companies aren't going to absorb all of that.
Well, we noticed a report this morning on the overnight news where they were doing a special on companies that sell foreign foods, you know, import food stores. And one of the retailers they talked with said that their wholesalers have started raising prices around 10%. This would be like foodstuffs coming from Great Britain, the UK. And so I can see that. But they're saying that the wholesalers are raising prices and they're trying to adjust their pricing without going too far up. But it's starting to happen in those areas where you have a direct connection. And you would think food would move along a little more quickly, because it's, you know, not that it's perishable, but you would think that the supply chain is much more rapid with food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, for this grilling season, I think people want to know, are your buns going up?
And here's one other note on this to close out on. Lowe's yesterday stood by its full-year forecast, calling for a slight year-over-year gain. They're saying that they're seeing growing sales among home professionals.
And you know what? There's so many. That's one of my favorite things to do is go and loiter in hardware stores.
I mean, isn't it funny? The things you look at that you think you might need and you imagine, and then you decide, well, I'll wait a while.
If you go to the big box, especially like a Lowe's or Home Depot, you wander around like a lost child.
Well, they get you right when you walk in the door because they've usually got all those grills on display on the right-hand side. It's like, oh, I'd love to have that grill.
I love it. Guy said he bought a riding mower and doesn't have a house. Just that's how they can get you. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. You know that thing, Helen. Oh. I know it's a stereotype because some women like it too, but generally guys go in there and they're like, let me see. Walking around aimlessly.
Well, I mean, you know, those golf carts that they now have for sale that are on display just outside the store.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got four seats and it looks rather luxurious for tooling around the neighborhood.
I think we know Paul needs.
What's that one place in Florida where they I guess they put different loofah colors on their antennas that indicate, well, never mind. Anyway. What's up?
I think you're talking about the Villages, right?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Ah, very fancy. All right. Wish we had better news about this rush hour, guys. It is just not an easy ride. We have a whole bunch of new accidents. One on Washington Boulevard near Allegheny River Boulevard. It's especially heavy on Washington Boulevard approaching that intersection. 28 southbound has an accident just south of the Highland Park Bridge. You have delays there. And then from the Shaler Waterworks down to the 31st Street Bridge, it looks like we have an accident or some sort of shenanigans going on in the left lane and the left shoulder of the northbound side of the Veterans Bridge. So as you're headed toward the Parkway North from downtown, do watch for that. Outbound Parkway East is just a mess. You're getting by in two lanes, but there still is this accident right where the Bates Street on-ramp comes up from 885 and 2nd Avenue. So traffic backs before the Forbes Avenue off-ramp there. Inbound, you do have delays at Wilkinsburg and then on the city side down past that accident scene. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 835. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a special guest. Hillary Boyden is the founder of School of Lunch. School's almost out for the summer, and there's likely to be some changes when school comes back after summer break. Hillary, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Thank you, Larry. I'm excited to be here.
So what was your motivation for founding School of Lunch, and tell us what your mission is?
Well, it was really through my own family's health journey of my own infertility to having five kids and with several issues from eczema to epilepsy and then a cancer journey for our family and a father with Alzheimer's. I just really stepped into the work in my own kitchen and healing my family and then decided to take it to the next level as my kids went off to school and step into the work of feeding children at school. And our mission is really to joyfully disrupt the trend of chronic illness in this next generation of kids by feeding them nutrient-dense school lunches every single day.
And you're also the co-creator of the Heal Your Gut Cookbook. So obviously this is all about healthy eating. And when it comes to the government, I know, for instance, to receive federal reimbursements, they got to meet strict guidelines, the meal pattern. So what are you trying to change that isn't in your mind right about what we're doing currently?
Right. Well, so I was able to, you know, I tried for years to change the public school system and was unsuccessful. And I got my foot in the door at a small private school and decided to just show what's possible. So I went with my, you know, intuition and how I had discovered healing my family with the Heal Your Gut Cookbook and getting back to really nutrient-dense foods every day. And so I want to bring that back into the schools. And actually, as part of the Maha Institute, we're bringing people just like me, Americans like me, who are the boots on the ground that have been doing the work. We're almost a decade in of feeding kids this way. And it's really exciting to have, you know, to be highlighted as a model that could be, like you said, in the fall, you know, scaled up and gone out throughout the nation and all children be eating healthy foods. So
what is the most significant change that you'd like to see made?
I would like to see that we go from processed packaged industrial foods to real whole foods and nutrient-dense foods, and that there is no cap on saturated fats, and that we can have healthy proteins and good salt, and we get rid of sugary, get rid of sugar altogether, and then some re-education and retraining of the taste buds and bringing back the joy of really eating together and in community and celebrating our local food systems for a brighter future for all of our kids.
I think people would be surprised to know how many kids rely on their school foods, lunch in particular, but also there are many backpack programs that follow them even in the off months through the summer.
Yeah, I mean, some of these kids, Larry, they're getting the majority of their caloric intake is coming from school food. And so if you think of, you know, how that affects the trajectory of their health, it's basically, you know, with these, the foods that we're currently serving our children are basically driving them into the medical system, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so we say at School of Lunch, every day that we get to feed a child is a day that we keep them living and thriving free of disease and out of the medical system pursuing their dreams.
And where would you direct people, and moms and dads in particular, to get more information on what is currently on the books and what you'd like to see changed?
Well, I would say MAHAinstitute.us. That where they're shining the light on all sorts of programs and people doing amazing work and the link between food and the chronic disease epidemic and our children's health specifically. And then schooloflunch.com, also on Facebook, Instagram. Maha Institute is also on Twitter. I mean, X, not Twitter, I believe.
All right. Well, appreciate your time this morning, Hillary. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you shouting it out there.
Hillary Boyden, the founder of School of Lunch and co-creator of the Heal Your Gut.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, two Israeli embassy staffers were gunned down last night in Washington in the nation's latest outbreak of anti-Semitism. That's the alleged gunman after the shooting.
He came back, turned himself in, and when he first came to the building, they tried to offer him comfort and aid, not realizing he was the gunman.
Apparently, they thought he might have been a victim. State Representative Mandy Steele hosted a policy hearing last night called After the Storm, Preparing for the Future.
A lot of people that we heard from just wanted to know when the heck the power was going to come back on. It was hard, I know, to be without power for so long.
And the irony of that is there was a storm in progress when they had the meeting. And the question is, what can we do to prevent future extended power outages?
One thing that Representative Steele said she wanted to look into was a feasibility study for buried power lines. We'll see about that. NFL owners have decided not to ban the tush push.
We actually talked to legend Bill Hillgrove about that. He actually surprised me. He's against it. And I guess not a super majority of the owners said, yeah, keep it in.
Well, the Eagles use this thing at the goal line, and it's basically unstoppable.
Green Bay Packers were one of the teams that were pushing back on it. Get it? Pushing back.
I don't know where I come down on this thing.
You know what?
I wonder what the defensive coordinators can come up with, right?
But at the basic, football at its very, you know, it's the line of scrimmage. It's you always hear about the guys up front, the strongest group of men should prevail, right? So if their group is pushing against it, it's like the reverse of a tug of war. And isn't that what football is?
It's a good question.
Gaining ground, you know, like the late comedian George Carlin said, marching down enemy territory, firing, you know, and all this.
Oh, yeah, the comparisons with baseball.
Score a touchdown.
Yeah.
The tush push. All right, well, if they ban it, which they haven't, then what happens? You touched me.
No touching inappropriately.
Well, that's a whole different ball game.
Stocks dipped more than 1% on Wall Street Wednesday, with investors worried over a weakening bond market. The Dow dropped 816 points. The Nasdaq lost 270. S&P slipped 95 points. Target is now among big box retailers reassessing their full year forecast. Executives reported in an earnings call sales dropped more than expected in the first quarter and will continue to slide through 2025. Boycotts over Target's canceled DEI initiatives contributed to the losses, but leaders also cite looming impacts of tariffs and inflation as the biggest concerns for customer spending. Nike is making major changes in the face of new tariffs. The sportswear giant announced it's raising prices, and it's also officially going to resume selling its products on Amazon for the first time in 6 years. Expect adult apparel, equipment, and footwear to cost up to $10 more. And it's Pac-Man Day. To celebrate, Krispy Kreme invites you to chomp into new special edition flavors for the iconic video game's 45th anniversary. The donut chain is also offering customers a dozen original glazed donuts for just $0.25 with the purchase of 80 dozen at regular price. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Thursday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.